being with us here on Pure Home. My guest today is Dr. Mahmoud Karimi, a university professor. Dr. Karimi, a very warm welcome to the program.
Thank you. That's a great pleasure for me.
Thank you, and we're honored to have you here with us again. Today we are going to talk about encouragement or positive reinforcement. As we said, positive reinforcement might be the more technical term for it, and some of our viewers may not be well familiar with it. So would you please start by telling us what positive reinforcement is and what are the ways of doing it?
Yes, generally we know that especially children and even the younger ones and the adult sometimes need to modify their behaviors. So when we know that human being is free, children are free, and so in some cases they may do something wrong, in some other cases they may do the right thing. So it is necessary that sometimes we should remind them of the correct thing, sometimes we should encourage them, and maybe in some cases we should punish them. So this modification of behavior anyhow, or conditioning of the boy and conditioning of the girl, mm-hmm. is something necessary. So one of, in fact, in two ways we can do this modification or this conditioning. One is reinforcement and the other is punishment. When we talk about reinforcement, it means, in fact, you are adding something to the boy, to the child. You are providing a stimuli, in fact, in order to increase certain behavior in him or in her. But when you punish someone, in fact, you are going and you are supposed to decrease
that negative behavior.
Yeah, the negative thing, that behavior.
Yes.
But when we are talking about positive reinforcement, we talk about adding something that would stimulate the child to do something, to have a certain behavior, to increase a certain behavior, and in fact in future that behavior would be shown and would be exhibited in her, in fact, in many times. So this providing a stimulus, in fact, is providing a certain condition for him or for her to see the same behavior, the same positive behavior in him or in her again and again.
Would you please, excuse me, would you please give us an example to clarify it and make it more easily understandable? Give us an example of, for instance, positive reinforcement.
Yes, you know, sometimes just the reinforcement can be verbal. So you are praising the child, you are thanking the child for something good he has done. For example, the child has done his homework on time, while other times you did that he was doing the homework too late.
Too late.
So this time that he has done it or she has done it on time, so you praise him. So this can be just verbal. And
yes.
So he would be encouraged and reinforced to do it again and again. Or sometimes, no, it is not verbal, it is nonverbal, it is material. For example, you would buy something, you would buy some chocolates, you would buy some for some
stickers, for instance.
Stickers, or for some more important things, maybe you promise to buy a bicycle. So this kind of material reinforcement also would encourage the child and would motivate the child to increase that behavior. So directly, this would influence modification of behavior.
And it could be even something like a physical gesture, like hugging your child,
certainly,
giving him a pat on the back.
Definitely.
And say hi, five,
yes,
give me a five.
Yeah, embracing him,
embracing
and then,
him,
yeah. So because, you know, the emotions of children also are different. So some of them are very sensitive, some are not, some prefer their material needs to be provided. So this is also important to know the wishes of, in fact, your child.
And what works best with him.
And what works best, yes.
Yeah.
Because so through, we can say, trial and error, the parents, the teachers can understand. So which one he would be more sensitive to, and or the response would be much better. Then according to that knowledge and to that experience, we can have the proper reinforcement, whether it should be verbal or it should be material, and if it's verbal or even in some way if it's material also, what kind of prizes, for example, what kind of reward would work better than other things. This is something that parents and the older generation and the teachers can have it and can reach it by experience.
Very good. Thank you so much. Okay, it's time to move on to Mr. Nurai, who's standing by with this week's news